tried for years to keep an open heart to the new folks. Most of them white. The city needed them people to live in it for job creation, right? And some of these new folks seemed to really care. But it could harden her heart a little each day to see people showing up all the time with jobs or making new work for themselves and their friends, while folks born here and raised here couldn't make a living, couldn't get investors for businesses. She heard entrepreneurs on the news speak of Detroit as this exciting new blank canvas. She wondered if the new folks just couldn't see all the people there, the signs everywhere that there was a history, that there was a people still living all over that canvas.
She felt bad for these hipsters. She knew some of their kind from her favorite bars in the city and never had a bad experience with any of them. She had taken boatloads of them on her river tours over the years. It wasn't their fault there were so many of them. Hipsters and entrepreneurs were complicated locusts. They ate up everything in sight, but they meant well. They should have shut down the island then, but these island bodies were only a small percentage of the bodies of summer. Most of them stabbed, shot, strangled, stomped, starved. Authorities half-heartedly posted ambiguous warning flyers around the island as swimmers, couples strolling on the riverwalk paths, and riverside picnickers went missing without explanation. No one else seemed to notice that the bodies the river was taking that summer were not the bodies of Detroiters. Perhaps because it was a diverse body of people, all ages, all races, all folks who had come more recently, drawn by the promise of empty land and easy business, the opportunity available among the ruins of other people's lives. She wasn't much on politics, but she hated the shifts in the city, the way it was fading as it filled with people who didn't know how to see it. She knew what was coming, what always came with pioneers, strip malls and sameness. She'd seen it enough times. So even though the river was getting dangerous, she didn't take it personally. She hated strip malls too.